From KUT News and the Texas Tribune, this is Agenda Texas. I'm Ben Philpott. Only 4 weeks until the end of the 83rd legislative session. As the days wind down, we'll see more and more bills hitting the House and Senate floors. But the only must-pass bill, the state budget, will still garner much of the attention this week, even though that bill has already passed the House and Senate. To help go over all the budget-related items coming up, I talked to Texas Tribune executive editor Ross Ramsey.
Late last week, the House did a supplemental appropriation, which put some money into the current budget for things like education and, you know, the firefighting in Bastrop and some things. And that pushed up the spending in the current budget. And then they came in this week to talk about spending money from the rainy day fund on water. They've got a conference committee going on the budget itself. And there's a couple of issues here. One of them is how much money should they spend on big programs like water, transportation, and the governor's call for a tax cut? Should they break the constitutional limit on spending growth? A lot of members really, you know, kind of have the hives about that. And then they're kind of worried, some of them, about using money from the state's rainy day fund. The amount that's in that fund is supposed to reach about $12 billion at the end of this biennium, according to the controller's official estimate. So there's a lot of money there. And the question is whether and when and how you use it.
You mentioned Governor Perry jumping into the mix. What does he want lawmakers to do about the state budget?
He's had kind of a light touch this session. And he came in at the very beginning and in his State of the State address said, you know, we should use some rainy day money for water. We should use some for transportation. We should use some to cut taxes. And then he's been kind of quiet. And now he's back here with a month to go in the session saying, hey, remember what I said? I really meant it. I really, really meant it. And you guys have a bunch of bills headed for my desk where there's a veto pen. So I have something to negotiate with. What have you got? That's kind of where they are right now.
Is there specific legislation that the governor says needs to be fixed or it's going to get his veto?
You know, the two big pieces right now, it looks like both the House and the Senate are pretty serious about putting some money into the water plan. And they've both talked about $2 billion, whether that'll be the exact amount, you know, is still up for grabs. But they seem kind of in concert on that. There's some question about whether they're going to put money into transportation and money into this tax cut that the governor would like to do. There's a number of legislators who would like to cut the state's business franchise tax, and that's the main thing that they're talking about. But cutting a tax from the state standpoint costs money, so they're trying to figure out whether they have the money to do that, whether that's something they can do. The governor really wants those two programs. So transportation and the franchise tax are, I think, two things to watch.
And in the midst of all the budget debates, the House committees will be hard at work this week, right?
Right. One of the things that happens, you know, at the end of the session, we've talked about this, is they hit kind of a funnel where they things begin to hit deadlines and die off. So they've got another week to go before the deadline on getting legislation out of House committees. And so that means the committees are going to be really, really busy this week trying to throw things out before the Tuesday deadline. And then the month of May is littered with deadlines like that. And, you know, it's basically the regular process of winding a session down.
That's the Tribune's Ross Ramsey. Before we go today, a quick follow-up from last week's dedication of the George W. Bush Presidential Center. I asked if you were planning on making a trip to Dallas to see his museum that opens to the public Wednesday. Your response was split about 50-50, some saying, of course, they'd visit the Bush or any other presidential museum, with others saying their opposition to the wars started during the Bush administration will absolutely keep them away. You can always join the conversation, AgendaTexas at KUT.org, and on Twitter, @AgendaTexas. I'm Ben Philpott. More Agenda Texas tomorrow.